The day after the boys' visit, Butler rushed a memo to Stanton with Van Loo's letter and a transcript of the conversation he had with her messenger. Richmond appeared to be lightly defended, he told the war secretary, so now is the time to strike. Butler proposed to make a dash into the city with 6,000 men to free the Union prisoners before they were moved to Georgia. Stanton and Lincoln knew the Confederates were building a new prison there. Confederate officials had not been too secretive about the project. Northern outrage had been building over Confederate treatment of federal prisoners, with newspapers calling for retribution to be exacted on rebel prisoners the Union held. Stanton and Lincoln approved the rescue attempt. Butler scrambled to quickly put together the operation, finding city maps of Richmond to help his raiders locate its prisons and scouring the army for cavalry that could be rushed to Fort Monroe. Stanton agreed to lend him the 1st D.C. Cavalry, but Baker coughed up only a portion of his regiment, which irritated Butler, and he was slow to send that portion. For the field commander of this critically important operation, Butler chose Brigadier General Isaac J. Wistar, a Philadelphia lawyer wounded at Antietam. Believing speed and surprise were keys to success, Butler gave Wistar three ambitious assignments. His 6,000-man cavalry and infantry force were to rush into Richmond to free the Union prisoners, who would then join Wistar's raiders to burn down public buildings, arsenals, the Tredegar ironworks, supply depots, rail equipment, and commissary stocks. The raiders were also ordered to capture Jefferson Davis and other top rebel leaders. Wistar was sent one of Davis's gardeners, who had deserted to the Union army and could direct a team to the president's mansion. Wistar would then hunker down with his men until Butler reached him with a larger force from Fort Monroe to occupy the city. Wistar's raid flopped almost from the beginning. He sent two linemen out ahead of time to cut telegraph wires connecting Richmond to other rebel forces. At 11 a.m. on February 6th, General John Sedgwick, who was standing in as acting commander of the Army of the Potomac because Meade was sick in bed, began an artillery barrage to stage a demonstration against Lee's army on the Rapidan River, which Wistar hoped would keep him distracted so he wouldn't send units to Richmond. Wistar had moved his men out 2 hours earlier, hoping to attack the capital by 5 a.m. the next day. But when he and his cavalry reached Bottoms Bridge, which spanned the Chickahominy River 12 miles east of Richmond, at about 2:30 a.m. on February 7th, he discovered the crossing point not guarded by 24 rebel pickets, as had been the case the previous 2 months. Instead, Bottoms Bridge had been knocked out, and what was left standing was being guarded by as many as 3 Confederate regiments of infantry and cavalry, plus 4 artillery batteries entrenched in earthworks, with felled trees lying across the road to block Wistar's cavalry.